Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to doing this with you. I actually, before I hit record, I went through this for myself. I did a self-assessment looking at my own patterns and my own results. And I like to do this for multiple areas of my life, but a word of caution. If this is not something you do regularly, where you take a beat and you say, all right, what's working? What's not working? What do I want to feel different or be different? What's getting in the way and why? If this is not something you do regularly, don't do it for multiple areas. Pick one specific area and focus on that. Self-assessments are incredibly valuable tools, and I think they are wildly underutilized. My sense from how I've gone about my own life, but also working with thousands of clients, is that most of us just go almost without direction. I mean, yeah, we have goals and yeah, we might make some plans, but there's not a process for most people where at a regular interval, they say, let's take a look at this. An example is parenting. I think we would all agree that parenting is the most, if not one of the most important roles that anyone could ever have. And even with that, most people are not at a regular interval sitting down and saying, all right, are we on track? What does that even mean? What does on track look like? Or are we just winging it every single day? What's working? What's not working? What do we want to be different? What are we going to put in place to go differently? Where are things going really well and why are those things going really well? Where are things going not so well and why are they not going so well? We just wing it. And health is incredibly important. We have one life. We have one body. If things start to fall apart, we're in trouble. With our jobs, there's usually some type of performance review. At least I would say in the majority of cases. When I worked in corporate America, whether I was part of a team or I was managing a team, there were always reviews. Minimum annual reviews, usually more frequently than that. And I would find that they would be most valuable if they were done monthly. Hey, what's going well? Where are you really enjoying yourself? Where are you not enjoying yourself? What needs to change? Where are things not going really well and why? That's such a valuable tool. But we don't do it in our own lives. And I would say most people would say they're too busy. Right? Sounds great. I don't have time. I'm just, hey, trying to get through every single day. But consider this. Maybe you would have more time, more enjoyment of your time, and better results if you made the time to slow down and go through this process. In fact, just, I'm recording this on a, what day is today? Today is a Tuesday. So it'll air for you guys on Monday. Yesterday for me, Monday, I was feeling under pressure, like the sense that I needed to rush, that I needed to fit more things in, that there wasn't enough time in the day. And that is a cue for me to actually slow down. When I feel like, oh, this is just one of these days, this is just one of these weeks, there's not enough time, that is a cue for me to slow down instead of go faster, because rushing doesn't create more time, it creates more stress. And I know that, and this is from a result of doing things like these self-assessments, I know for myself that when I rush, it makes things worse. And if instead I do what feels completely counterintuitive and I slow down, things get better. So yesterday, as an example of what this looks like for me, typically between 1 and 3 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I know that's kind of a dedicated work block because I have childcare that leaves at 3. So 1 to 3, Roman goes down for his nap around 1. 1 to 3, I'm good to work. Yesterday, I decided, actually, because I feel like there's more to do than I have time to do, the most productive thing I can do in this time is drive to the water and take a walk. There was a time in my life where I'd be like, that's crazy. I need to work. Like, I don't have time to go for a walk. But slowing down creates more time. It creates more momentum and more ease. And a lot of times I would consider these things as time wasted, but now I understand it's time invested because when I slow down, I make better decisions. When I slow down, I'm less distracted, so I get more done in the time I have. And just in going for a short walk, I noticed that. That might not be true for you. But the reason I know, the only reason I know that's true for me is because I go through this process of, hey, what's working, what's not, where are things going well and why, where are things not going well and why. So I wanna walk through this with you. If you are on my email list, you will also get an email with these questions. So don't worry about taking frantic notes. If you aren't on my email list, you can get on my email list, but I want you to know that you don't, I want you to pay attention here, and you're probably not going to go through this as you're listening to the episode. I would love to challenge you, and I would love every single one of you to take me up on this challenge. I want to challenge you to block out time on your calendar when you're going to do this. I'll give you a silly example. I think I've shared with you guys that I'm taking a relationship course. It's not a relationship course. It's a polarity course. Polarity being like male energy versus female energy. And we all, you know, in my work, I tend to have more of like a male or masculine energy of leadership and straight to the point, versus with my kids, I tend to have more of like a nurturing female energy. Anyway, it's a course on polarity. And one of the sessions was basically similar to this in that it just threw out there a whole bunch of questions around, what was your relationship with your mom like? What was your mom's relationship like with her parents? What was your mom's relationship like with your dad or any of her spouses? And what were your past relationships like? And while I was listening to it, I was just listening. And I really did not want to set aside 30, 60, 90 minutes to go through this myself, but I did it anyway. I carved out the time. I blocked it on my calendar. That time was dedicated for answering those questions. And the return on that time spent was really significant. I feel like I came out of that work a better spouse and a better mother and just a better human, understanding myself, my patterns, and what needed to change a little differently. So even if you're like, I'm just going to casually think about it, please don't. Please put time on your calendar where you're going to go back through and either hit pause on this episode so that you can write out your answers, elaborate a little bit more, or write them down, take them from the email that I'm going to send out and go through that. You will get out of this what you put into it. So if you put very little into it, you'll get little out of it. But if you really invest that time, there will be a significant return. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of this self-assessment, I want to make a strong recommendation that you set aside drama. This is not something we're doing so we can judge ourselves, beat ourselves up, be super critical. Imagine going into an annual review with somebody who reports to you and they just fall apart crying, being like, I suck, I'm not good at anything, you're just telling me everything I'm bad at. You'd be like, pump the brakes, dry your tears. This is meant to help you improve your performance. This is not anything about your character or what you're capable of. This is just so that we can do better. And that might seem like a silly example, but a lot of times when people do this work where they're looking at what am I doing well? What am I not doing well? Why? What are my most common excuses? They tend to be like, oh my gosh, I'm a disaster. This sucks. I'm not getting anything done. Set aside your critical, judgmental default tendencies and see this as an opportunity to get better and do better and have that intentionality. Because again, very little is more important than how we take care of ourselves and how we use our time and what we're doing with our lives. If this is the first time you've done this, it needs even more time and attention from you. And if it's something that maybe you've casually thought about, consider making it at a regular interval. But no matter how often you do it, embrace the opportunity to practice not being dramatic, not being judgmental. There's no right, wrong, good, bad. There's just information that we can use to do better moving forward. First question I want you to think about, before I get into that. Do not generally consider these about your life overall. That is going to have very little value. For example, in this first question where I said, are you happy with the results that you're getting? If you're just generally considering everything, your answer is going to be probably something along the lines of, well, in this area, but in this area, no. Like, I'm doing okay. I mean, there's some areas where I could do better, some areas where I feel like I'm doing pretty well. That generality has zero value. Zero. Don't do that. I want you to pick a particular area of your life, a narrow area of your life. For example, your nutrition, your fitness, not just my health overall, your parenting, not just relationships, maybe your relationship with your spouse. All right. Answer these questions for a specific area of your life because the general, well, kind of, sort of, it's okay, could be better. Those answers have no value. Pick a specific area and then be as specific as humanly possible with your responses. When you think you've been specific, challenge yourself to get even more specific and let's dive in. So for the area that you are focusing on in this assessment, are you happy with the results that you're getting? If it's not a hell yes, it's a no, right? If you're kind of like, it's not a yes, that makes it a no, right? If you can't emphatically say, oh my gosh, yes, I'm thrilled. In Strong Foundations, I was just going through the closing remarks. We just finished a 5-week session. And on our last call, people were just like pouring their hearts out with things that have changed and results that they've gotten and strength that they've gained and confidence that they've gained and their bodies feeling better and all of these different things. And I'm going through those. And there's no question that if I said to that person, hey, are you happy with the results you got in these 5 weeks? Oh my God, yes, I'm thrilled, right? If you're not getting that sort of obvious yes, then it's a no. If it's like, well, sometimes when I'm doing the work, nope, that's a no. If you're gonna know if you're happy with the results that you're getting, for example, maybe 9-10 months ago, I went through this program on chat automations to be able to deliver resources at scale. I used to feel like I couldn't give certain things away for free because I didn't have the resources to manage the distribution as a team of one. I mean, my husband helps with certain things on the back end, like shipping, but he doesn't help with like technical stuff. And in doing this, going through this program, I was able to create my very detailed protocol of what I'm currently doing for fat loss and get it out to a lot of people who are interested in that information. So if you said to me, are you happy with the results that you're getting from the automation you created for your fat loss protocol? Oh my God, I'm thrilled. When I posted it a couple weeks ago for the first time, there were thousands of comments in the first 12 hours. Thrilled. Absolutely super happy with the results that I'm getting. Now, if you ask me something like, all right, are you happy with the results you're getting in, simplifying your business? My response might be like, well, I've made some improvements, but I still have a long way to go. Then that would be a no. No, I'm not happy with the results. See, we have to key in on this world. Are you happy with the results that you're getting? Not are you kind of okay with it? Are you satisfied? Are you content? Are you happy with the results that you're getting? And again, if your answer is no, that's not bad. You didn't do anything wrong. You haven't failed. This is not anything about your character. This is not anything that we're being judgmental about. We're just getting data. Are you happy with the results that you're getting? Are you happy with how you're taking care of your nutrition? Are you happy with your current level of fitness? That sort of thing. We're picking a specific area. for that same specific area. What's going well? What's going well? So if I was focused on my nutrition, what's going well with my nutrition? Well, I've been really, really consistent. That feels good. I'm eating more protein than I've ever been eating. That feels really good. My energy is up as a result of it. My anxiety is down. That is going really, really well. I feel good in my workouts. In fact, my body feels better week after week. Less joint pain, less tenderness in my knees, less tightness in my back. Like, all of these things are going really well. I feel like I'm sleeping better. So many things are going well. So for the specific area that you are assessing, you're not assessing your life overall or your health overall, what is going well? Brainstorm a list of all the things. Even if you're not totally sure that it's directly related, like for me, when I say my back is less tight and my knees are less tender, I'm not entirely certain to what extent that's tied to nutrition, but I mean, let's put it on there because I don't know that it's not tied to it, right? And I have reason to believe that it is from the standpoint of less inflammation because of quality nutrition choices, less sugar, fewer seed oils, cooking more from scratch. So if you're not totally sure that it's tied, put it down anyway. Brainstorm what's going well. If I were doing this self-assessment for my growth of my business, what is going well? I feel like I've got some solid systems in place. I've got great registrations for the webinar. By the time you guys hear this, it'll be over. I feel really good about that content and that program. I'm really doubling down on my investment in people in the consistency course and the amount of time and resources and tools available to them. I feel really good about that. What's going well? And then this next part, do not skip this next part. What's going well and why? What's going well and why? So to go back to the example of eating cleaner for me, I told you some of the things that are going well: prioritizing protein, being really consistent, having more energy. Why is it going well? Why is it going well? I think that the biggest reason that I've been consistent lately with nutrition is because of the story I'm telling myself about it. I think that a big part of the reason it's going well is because I'm telling myself that it's easier and it feels better to be consistent than to be inconsistent. That I prefer this way of living, being very consistent, than being kind of on again, off again. Because I'm telling myself that the payoff is huge, that the results are worth it, that the energy is worth it, that the reduction in anxiety is worth it. I really think that a big reason it's going so well is because of the way that I sell myself on it every single day. I also think it helps a ton to have sort of the same thing for breakfast every single day. There's three or four options that I rotate between. That helps a lot so that I'm not having to, you know, come in from a workout in the morning and be like, oh, what do I want to have? That is something I don't have time for in this season of my life. I also think it's going well because I plan out my dinners week by week and I just make sure that I have on hand all the groceries I need for those things. And I also make sure to communicate with Chris about what I need to get dinner made. There's nothing worse than feeling like, oh, I got to make dinner, but I've got three babies that need me and I don't have a second and they're all crying and I can't start dinner and crap, now it's 5 o'clock and I don't have anything made. So I just very clearly communicate, hey, Chris, can you be in by 4:30 so I can start dinner? That, as silly and simple as it seems, I think that's a big part of why it's going well. I also think it's going well because I'm making an effort to be organized in my kitchen space. I spent the time to organize the pantry. That feels really good. And my physical environment impacts my mental and my emotional environment. I think part of the reason it's going well is because I'm prioritizing sleep, because I'm writing my goals daily, because I'm praying about how I care for myself and what I demonstrate for my kids. I could go on and on and on. Spend time looking at why is it going well. I have been insanely consistent with strength training. Why? Part of it is because it's a routine. That helps so much. I'm not trying to figure out every day, when am I going to work out? When am I going to work out? Crap, it's 3 p.m. and I haven't worked out yet. That is exhausting to me and is a big deterrent for execution in my life. Might not be true for you, but I know Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I lift weights at 7 a.m. period, full stop. I do lift weights 4 days a week, but that means 3 of those 4 days, I don't need to figure out when and where. And I'm up and I'm out the door before the kids wake up. So there's not any sense of like, oh, I can't because somebody has a fever or so-and-so is fussy or Chris has something else scheduled, so I can't leave. He's not even awake when I leave to lift. That is a big part of the why it's working so well for me to be consistent with weight training. What's going well and why? One thing that I really want to emphasize here is before we get into things like what's not working and why, I want to tell you that let's say I feel like I'm too busy. I feel like I'm not organized. I feel like I'm not getting enough sleep. Those are universal problems, and it doesn't mean it's not significant or impactful in your life, but I want to encourage you by reminding you of something you've probably heard me say before. People who are consistent don't have different problems. They don't have fewer problems. They have different solutions. So just keep that in mind as we think about what's not going well and why. Even if you are happy with your results, chances are there's something that's not going well that we can dial in and adjust to make it go better. So this isn't just a question for people who feel like they're not happy with the results. This is a question for every single one of us, even if we're crushing it. For example, even though I feel really, really good about my results with strength training, there are some things I can do better, like having that fourth workout, same day and time, same level of consistency that I have with the three, and having that be consistently my heaviest workout of the week, because I have a little bit more control of that sort of thing when I'm at home than when I'm not at home. But keep in mind that you can build consistency even if you're not getting enough sleep, even if your work is really stressful, even if you're taking care of your kids and your parents. Consistent people don't have different problems and they don't have fewer problems. They just have different solutions. None of the barriers that you are going to explore don't have solutions. They might be very real and very limiting. It is very real that I am a full-time, stay-at-home, work-from-home mom with 3 kids under 3. And my kids, I swear, they have had colds since November. I mean, my kids, thank God, especially with the twins who are micro-preemies, they are healthy and they are thriving. But with 3 of them, somebody has been snotty and gross almost all of the time since November. Thank God we're going into spring and hopefully we're getting out of that. But that can shift my availability and it can shift my plans, especially when I've got micro preemies who are still immune compromised. It's not just like, oh, they'll be fine, they'll grow out of it. It means I thought I was going to do this, but I need to take one of them to the doctor. I thought I was going to do this, but this one really needs me to hold them all day. Whatever. There is no problem that we can't work with. Doesn't mean we eliminate the problem. It means that we find a way to be consistent regardless of what the problem is. All right, so let's look at what's not working and why. Maybe you say, I just don't have time to work out, right? I'm putting my time into my job and then after work, I've got stuff with the kids and I don't have time to work out. We can work with that. I don't believe that there is anybody listening who doesn't have 2 minutes to work out. And you might scoff at that. You might roll your eyes at that. But there's no denying that a 2-minute workout 5-6 days a week is dramatically better than not working out at all. And when you find 2 minutes, you can probably find 3 minutes. So while you very much might start with 2 minutes, 2 minutes after a few weeks might be 4 minutes. And you've just exponentially increased the amount of time that you have for working out. That's one of the big struggles that I see with a lot of people, is that if it can't be the way they think it should be or the way they want it to be, they just don't do anything at all. That is a mistake that will keep you from results. And we don't have to get into solutions right now. Let's just brainstorm what's not going well and why. What's getting in the way? Maybe you say, I'm not motivated. Okay. That's really good to know. My lack of motivation is a factor in not eating clean, in not working out, in not getting up when my alarm goes off in the morning. Now we have something to work with, because now we can look at, all right, so if the problem is I'm not motivated, then one option is I need to get motivated. Another option is I need to work on doing things whether I'm motivated or not. Now we can be specific about solutions once we have identified what's not going well and why. Or maybe you say, I do well for a few days and then I stop. Maybe we can shift that from I do well for a few days and then I stop to I do well for a few days and then I do a little less well. I haven't stopped, but maybe I add in a few more concessions and we can change it from I'm a 10, I'm a 10, I'm a 10 to I'm a 0 to I'm a 10, I'm a 10, I'm a 10, I'm a 3. Right? Those are completely arbitrary numbers, but you get the point. If you rate your days of consistency of eating well as like Monday's a 10, Tuesday's a 10, Wednesday's a 10, Thursday's a 0, I'd rather see you move to 10, 10, 10, 3, right? It's still not great, but it's better than it was. And then maybe next week it's 10, 10, 10, 4, 10, 10, 10, 5, 9, 9, 9, 6. We're moving in the right direction. What's not working well and why? Maybe you're getting home late and you feel like you don't have time to cook dinner, and so you're just ordering out. Maybe we can start to look at, are there better options I can get takeout? One of my go-tos, not as much anymore because of where I live, but when I lived in a different city, it was certainly this way, was Chipotle. I would do a burrito bowl, no rice, no beans, and it would just be a big pile of veggies and some protein and some guacamole and some salsa. And it was amazing. I love it so much. I make it at home, and I prefer it when I make it at home because there's not any seed oils in it. But I share that to say, okay, even if we're going to go with, I don't have time to cook, you have other options that are better options when you are out and about, for takeout, for to go, for, you know, getting something from a restaurant that you just swing by and pick up on your way home. Or maybe one day a week, you can throw something in the crock pot in the morning and it's ready when you get home from work. What's getting in the way of the results that I want? Here you might find some of the same answers, like, I don't have time, or I'm not motivated, but you might also find answers like, I tell myself I don't care. I tell myself, what's the point? I tell myself I'm too old. I tell myself whatever. And when you have clarity around the stories or the circumstances that are keeping you from results, you get to come up with a plan to tackle them. And the plan is not in general like, I need to do better, I need to get my shit together. It's specific to, I'm not motivated, or I don't have enough time. Specific solutions are always more effective than general ones. Where do I want to be? Where do I want to be? And let's keep the time frame short here. If I could fast forward 4 weeks and feel really pumped about how things are going, what would be different? If I could fast forward 4 weeks and feel really pumped about how things have been going, what would be different? Maybe you would be working out twice a week. Maybe you would be getting up early 2 mornings a week to tackle your first and most important work item. Maybe you would be spending 2 hours a week on building your business. Maybe you'd be having sugar no more than once a week. If you could fast forward to 4 weeks from now, what would you be really pumped to have changed? Imagine this. You're on vacation and you have an amazing time while still living in a way that feels aligned with your goals and priorities, and you love it and you feel super proud of how it went. Or imagine this. You've had a really stressful week at work and you still manage to live in a way that is aligned with your goals and priorities, and you loved it and you feel super proud about how it went. That is possible for you. You do not have to continue feeling like, well, if everything goes a certain way and I'm at home and there's not too much on my social calendar and I don't have any travel and it's not a stressful week at work, I can do really well. But if work is stressful or we have, you know, evening plans or we're out of town for a couple days, then the wheels fall off the bus. That's not life. That's a reflection of not having consistency dialed in for you. And consistency dialed in for you isn't the same as consistency dialed in for me. But what I know is that for all of us, it feels so good to not have these wild variations in how you care for yourself, in how you care for your business, in how you care for your home, for it to be reliable and repeatable. One of the mistakes that I see people making most often, I think I sent an email out about this. One of the mistakes that I see people making the most often is that they're just battering their head into a wall, figuratively speaking, at least I hope, trying to change the behavior. That looks like, why can't I stop eating so much sugar? I need to eat less sugar. I need to eat more whole foods. Like, what is wrong with me? Or I need to work out. I need to work out. I've got to get my butt in gear and work out. Like, why can't I just get in the rhythm of doing these stupid workouts? And they're constantly, sometimes for literally decades, trying to change their behavior. Instead of recognizing that there are all of these things under the surface that lead to that behavioral outcome. And those are the things that need to be changed. The way that I visualize this is like a seed. Maybe it's because it's springtime and I'm growing sprouts in my kitchen and starting seedlings to be planted outside. But we plant the seed in the soil, right? And it's usually a week or two before you see anything above the surface, before it first begins to push up through the dirt and sprout. But it doesn't mean nothing's happening, because in that week or two before you see anything up above the surface, the seed breaks out of the shell, the root system starts to break through into the soil, and then it grows and it gets deeper. And as it gets deeper, it gets wider. And as it gets wider, it gets more complex. And the thing is, when we focus on just trying to change that behavioral outcome, eating less sugar, hitting snooze, working out, it's like we're only tackling what is coming up over the surface, totally ignoring the fact that what is coming up over the surface is a result of everything happening underneath. And that is environment, that is belief systems, that is perspective stories we tell ourselves. And we're just like, why can't I change this? Why can't I stop overeating? Why can't I stop, you know, eating so much sugar, drinking so much alcohol? You gotta focus on what is under the surface, right? For all of the things that you identify in this self-assessment that aren't going well, that you want to be different, you cannot continue to just hope that what comes up over the surface is different because you want it to be different. You have to change what's under the surface. And then the amazing thing about that is that when you do that, we'll call that root work. We'll call it below the surface work. Then what comes up over the surface, the result that you want, that happens automatically and it doesn't feel so freaking hard. And you don't have to continue to go months and years and decades trying to change the same thing unsuccessfully. And that's really what the consistency course is all about. See, we can talk all day long about these things, like doing the work that's under the surface and changing the perspectives that you have so that the options and the results that you have to consider are different, and then you get different results. But where a lot of people struggle is turning that into action, implementing it. Like, okay, I get it, that makes sense, but what do I do with it? That's what the consistency course is all about. We have templates, frameworks that you then can take these ideas and turn them into action steps in your life in a way that is simple and straightforward and is specific to you and your unique lifestyle. I don't want anybody doing what I did, which is struggling to change what's happening above the surface over and over and over and wondering why it's not working and then doubting that it's even possible for me, because it is possible for you. It is so possible for you. It's just we need a smarter strategy. I shared with you guys the other day that while the consistency course is open right now, I am closing it, meaning nobody will be able to join after March 31st until it opens again, which will probably be in 2025, so next year. The reason I decided to do this, obviously I would make more money if I leave it open so that somebody who finds this episode in a month can join me, but I want to be able to focus my energy on serving the people that are in there and helping them create really dramatic results in their life. And I feel like if I'm trying to do that and also get new customers at the same time, I'm fragmenting my focus. And so there are definite downsides. There are downsides to somebody who stumbles upon this in a month and they can't get in until 2025. And there's a downside financially, of course. But I really want to be able to pour in to the people who are there. I'm going to be, you know, we just talked about this self-assessment. One of the cool things that I've added to the consistency course is weekly progress reports. So you can do a sort of simpler, more narrow, faster version of this every single week. And I'm going to be doing office hours where I provide feedback and coaching on these weekly progress reports every week in the consistency course. You know, we talked about how it's one thing to hear these ideas. It's another thing entirely to implement in your life and implement consistently and implement in a way that actually works. So inside the consistency course, there's going to be a private members only daily podcast 5 days a week on implementation. Plus, I coach twice a month. I do live coaching calls where, you know, I answer everybody's questions, talk about challenges, give them strategies and resources to implement. And one of the things I'm really excited about that I've never done before, inside the consistency course, there's going to be monthly challenges that really help people get excited, that make it more fun, that make it easier to approach, right? Because it's going to be a bite size. Like, I can do this one thing for a month. That doesn't feel super overwhelming. I mean, there's so many other templates and tools. I could talk about that ad nauseum. I'm not going to do that today. It's also never been more affordable, and it will never be this affordable again. If you want to join in 2025, I guarantee you the price will be higher. You can get in for $197 a month. There is a 6-month minimum because, look, consistency takes time. Nobody's going to come in for a month and then leave after a month and think to be transformed. You really need to make that commitment in yourself. There's also an option to join annually, and that saves a good bit of money, but I wanted to make it really financially accessible. And I know the value is there in terms of the return. What this unlocks, when you get it, when you do this root work and the results start to be automatic, there's no area of your life that it won't touch. There's no area of your life that it won't improve. So I'm going to put the link in the show description. I just really want to make sure that everybody's clear, because inevitably it's going to be April 1st, which is our kickoff date for the consistency course. And somebody's going to be like, oh, I didn't join. I just heard this episode. And I'm going to say, I love you and you can listen to the podcast and I'm here, but you can't be a part of the consistency course until it reopens. Because I want to honor the people who made that investment in themselves and really allow myself to pour into the results that they are getting. So I will put the link in the show description for how to join the consistency course. If you have questions about it, do not hesitate to reach out. And more importantly, do not wait to reach out, because registration truly does close. This is not hype. This is not gimmick. This is a decision that I made with obvious pros and cons, so that I can have as much energy as possible to devote to serving the people who are in there in a way that really helps them create massive and meaningful transformations in their life. So check out the link in the show description so that you can get started in the consistency course. Please do not wait. This is going to be tremendously valuable to you and your whole life, and really your families. So check out the link in the description. If you have questions, let me know, and I cannot wait to start working with you. I'll see you tomorrow.